Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
And Quan.
And welcome back to another show. Listen, if you're on social media, primarily Facebook, go search Backpool Sports Podcast War Room, where we are always chopping it up. We got special things going on. And, you know, even if you're a Cowboy fan, or like my man, he's still a fan, we'll still welcome you in, you know.
Watch it. Also, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel at Backpool Sports Podcast. We're there every week, and we would love for y'all to be a part of it by dropping your comments. If you want to be notified of when that video drop, which is also weekly, hit that notification bell right over to the side. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add?
Man, I ain't got nothing else, man. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show, man. This, like we said at the top, this is the Backpool Sports Podcast with your man, Fonz.
And Quan.
Hey, man. How's it going, bro?
Going good. Can't complain, you know? Cold out yonder.
Yeah, boy, the Hulk is out, ladies and gentlemen. The Hulk is out. Mm-hmm. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into the topics. So we got a little round robin thing going on today. So let's start with the Denver Broncos. They're actually on a roll.
Hmm.
They got a little streak going on. I don't know what's going on in Denver, but hey, keep it up. It seems like yesterday they had 70 hung on them, but that's neither here nor there. But what you think about them, man?
They're running games. I wouldn't put too much emphasis on them winning games. They're not playing competitive people. Mm-hmm. They played to beat Kansas, and they beat the Bills, I think, by 2 points.
Hey.
Those are the only two competitive games I see. They just played the Browns without Deshaun Watson.
But they play their defense, though.
I mean, the defense is playing good, but I just wouldn't put a lot of emphasis. I mean, that I know that we talked about that on Thanksgiving Day about mm-hmm. them having a shot at the division if the Kansas City Chiefs can slip, which they just came off a win. But I mean, yeah, they are on the winning streak, but it's like, really know how to credit them, you know? I mean, we know how to bash them, but the credit department.
Yeah, the credit department, they ain't got good credit. I mean, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Like I said, they beat two of the top teams in the conference this year. I'm not going to say they completely turned it around, but I'm not going to give them the division either, because that's pretty much Kansas City's division. But, I mean, they're playing good ball right now, so I'm not mad at them. Speaking of the Browns defense, Myles Garrett suffered an injury, and he is actually day-to-day. So that is a big cog in that Browns team.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on defense. They lost a quarterback, lost a running back. You can't lose that one. I'm sorry. Not where you sitting. You cannot lose that one. But, you know, hopefully he can, you know, bounce back. It looked like a shoulder stinger. But I don't think it's going to be that serious.
Shoulder pop.
Yeah, it is. Shoulder one. That's what happened.
So you think about it. He uses his arms a lot. I mean, that's how he gets to the defenders.
Right.
So probably does have some, you know, battle tissues in there, I call them. Mm-hmm. Do I believe that it? I mean, he's definitely a big part of their defense.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
But I also think Richardson, who's on that side as well, pass rushing, has been playing okay. They should be able to figure something out. I mean, their defense has been playing good all the way around, run game, pass game. So that looks at the secondary. The secondary is still kind of put together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Myles Garrett is a definitely big part of that. It causes a lot of attention on that side of the field.
A lot of disruption.
And causes a lot of double team upon itself and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's the end for them as far as continuing to play good defense, because they do actually have a solid defense.
Right.
Which I'm pretty sure he'll be out there on the sideline helping them make some play calling decisions. Yeah,
some adjustments.
Caliber. Yeah, but I don't think he'll be long. He ain't going to be out too much longer, man. Nah. He's going to find a way to get out there and compete.
Especially for this final push of the season. I don't think he's going to miss time. He'll if it's serious, I think he'll play injured at this point.
Yeah, because at this point in the AFC, man, I think everybody that is not in the top four seeds, it's like must win because it's so tight, you know.
Yeah,
you lose a few games, you're pretty much dropping. I mean, take it from Buffalo, they went from 6 to number 10 seed in the AFC, so and that was just one loss. So, yeah, everybody is in the must win that's in that wild card picture, must win scenario. Mm-hmm. So, I expect them to continue to compete, and Myles Garrett will probably be back week before. Nick.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
The maximum of 3 weeks now. I don't know. I don't know whether they said how significant the shoulder injury was.
Yeah, I don't remember them saying it. It was more of a stinger. But
he just need a band-aid.
He needs some betadine, you know, some smelling salts, you know.
Lucky I ain't coach. I tell him take a few hour poke and get back out there.
Listen.
Just give him a shot. Just give him that shot they gave Patrick Mahomes at halftime.
Boy, I don't know what they gave Mahomes. That dude was hobbling his way to the championship.
Yeah. When he went in halftime limping, boy, came out walking.
Yeah. And on top of Cleveland. That man was limping. He got that shot. He just stood up. They got that shot off the corner. But anyway.
I'm telling you, buddy. From Vila Mate.
Shout out. What was it, on Gladden Street?
Somewhere down.
He was Gladden to Van Norton. Want to shout out to Lil Washington.
Van Norton.
Yeah, Van Norton, D. LeMays. Boy, that look. I'm not even from Washington, but that place is legendary. You hear me? I'd have heard, hey, man, I'd have heard some stories, man, about D. LeMays, bro. Of course, speaking of the Cleveland Browns, I really did put it in the notes, but Amari Cooper had a rib injury as well, and their quarterback couldn't finish because he had a concussion.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
they just wanted to break him down, don't they?
Yeah, boy, they want to get good and then get derailed, which is crazy. And on top of that, defensive tackle Jordan Elliott was knocked out that contest with an ankle injury, so they need to tighten up over there in Cleveland because that last seed is up for grabs at this point. And they want to make some noise, because like I told y'all before, they can go out there and be gangbusters if they want to.
They're starting to suffer a lot of significant injuries.
They are.
So it's kind of getting scary for them, because they holding on.
They holding on like LTD, boy.
I don't know how they're going to do it, if they do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, I mean, from the start, I mean, Nick Chubb was the start of...
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
He was the start of a cloudy season. Nick Chubb, that was the start of it. And then Deshaun Watson
couldn't feel his way through the season. But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that dude right now. But
they got a winning remaining schedule, though, I will say. They got the Chargers, the Jags. I don't think they're going to beat the Jags. But... they got the Bears after that, and Houston. I don't know about Houston either. Mm-hmm. And then they got the Jets and Cincinnati. So they got some winnable games.
What's that, like 5 games left?
6
games left. They could possibly go 3-3 in that stretch.
Yeah,
which is good enough for the playoffs. So they can finish 10-6.
Get in the playoffs. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I don't want to see them. I'm sorry.
I know that. I don't
want no smoke for Cleveland right now.
I know, but last time we seen him, boy, somebody got hit upside the head with a helmet.
Hey, boy, they started playing oops upside your head in the stadium. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. But see, I know you mentioned something about the Bears. Speaking of the Bears, now I didn't watch the game, but I looked at the box score, and they did not score not one touchdown and one.
Shout out to my man, Dak. I had his name. Whoever the kicker is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The kicker, boy, he got extra.
I think he made 5 field goals last night.
Let me see. They yeah. Yeah, 5 of them bad boys.
Yeah.
And I'm looking. I'm like, okay, let me go look at
the highlights. Really supposed to have 6 because he missed the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He did miss that first. But they field goals won the game. That hasn't been done in a very long time.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs didn't play like he's been playing. I don't know what happened.
He came down to earth.
he came on down to that.
You know what?
Pittsburgh's still a quarterback that we had a few years ago, hence why he's gone.
Nah, what happened? He was watching the show. He caught all those Jada Pinkett Smith jokes and got to the... Anyway. I'm dirty for that one. I don't care. You know, my state of mind right now is anything can happen. I'm subject to say anything. The Panthers fire Frank Reich after 11 games. Man.
They had to go.
Now, here is my philosophy on that, though. The Carolina Panthers organization is, in my opinion, dysfunctional. They have been dysfunctional since they let Steve Wilks walk. I like that reference. Dysfunctional fuck. Oh, yeah. So, I really feel, I mean, basically, Frank Reich right now is getting paid to sit home and do nothing. That's a sweet deal. So I think he's more relieved that he got fired because that was a dumpster fire, you know, dumpster juice, booty juice, all that good stuff wrapped up in the one. speaking of the Panthers, the former tight end and current Fox analyst Greg Olsen is interested in that job. One of these players are going to stop. When they gonna stop trying to be a head coach? Listen, Jeff Saturday couldn't do it. That's why he back on ESPN now. I like Greg Olsen on Fox. I like ever since Troy Aikman and Joe Buck went to ESPN. I'm starting to like Greg Olsen a little bit, you know, because he kind of tell it like it is. He give you that player perspective. Just because you was nice as a tight end don't make you gonna be a head coach. I'm sorry.
Right, but I think it'll be better than old Frank.
Let's not put no dirt on Frank's name. Now he is a Super Bowl champion.
He is, but they won't with the Carolina Panthers.
But you got to think about it. he got dealt a raw deal, man. Like they had.
Oh, come on.
He's basically picking up after Matt Rhule. He went back to college.
Yeah. Now Matt Rhule.
Now that was garbage.
I don't want no excuses. Stay the excuses for your balls and your and the school teacher. But he definitely deserved to be fired.
Nah. I think they did him a favor.
That too. Well, they helped the Bears out too because they acquired that first round pick from the Panthers, and the Panthers struggling. I don't know. I don't know who to blame it on. You know, Frank suffered the consequences.
He's and the Bryce the coach is going to be the fall guy. The coach is going to be the fall guy.
Right.
Either the coach or the GM, but ain't nobody going to talk about the owner. Who let a decent coach that I want to say when Steve Wilks was like interim coach, they won the rest of the games they had that season, and they hired Matt Rhule.
To keep it real, I ain't gonna lie. Carolina ain't been right since Cam Newton left. I ain't gonna lie to you. Superman.
Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck about Carolina. Carolina ain't been right since Jake Delhomme. That's all I'm gonna say. They ain't been right since Steve Smith. That's it.
Right. Now, that's the most good. No, because did Steve Smith leave before?
Steve Smith left in 20. No, Cam Newton's still the quarterback. But because Steve Smith was a vocal leader, you know, they felt like he was hindering Cam Newton's growth. And I'm like,
Well, it didn't, because right after he left, started wearing Mary J. Blige hat. So I guess it ain't. Anyways.
He was going down. That would happen. But anyway.
I don't know who to blame it on. You know, Frank suffered the consequences. He lost his job, yada, yada. But also, Bryce Young may not have been what people thought he should be.
again.
He was a high overall draft pick. I mean, they
you got to look at the draft for what it is, though. Just because you're picked number one, see, you picked number one based on what you did in college. You played against college players. If you, 9 times out of 10, a first round draft pick is not going to pan out. Look at, I can give you a list. Look at Johnny Football.
I'm about to say, that was my first one I thought about.
Look at Trent Richardson. Come on. Mark Sanchez. I can go back. Like, look, that didn't pan out. You know, Mark Sanchez, he benefited from Rex Ryan in that defense. So, Carolina is an enigma. You know, they're going to be some bottom feeders for a while. But I hate to say it. They're going to be catfish.
That whole division is all catfish.
Listen, you know, I mean, I got my pole out there in the garage. You know what I'm saying? I can just go out there and go catch one, but you know, it's too cold outside.
Catfish, Falcons, catfish,
yes,
Carolina catfish, Tampa catfish, all of them catfish.
Nah, I gotta say, Carolina's crabs. You know, that's below the catfish.
they doggone, yeah.
But if you put them in the pot with some Old Bay seasoning, boy, I tell you, what's good?
They're the Corey catfish.
Ooh, see, I had some of those in my tank.
I had some of them too.
They the algae eaters.
They albino. Carolina albino.
What's the dumbest aquarium fish ever? The dag or the goldfish? You know what I'm saying? The goldfish is the dumbest fish ever because you know people don't they don't a goldfish is meant for the pond. It's not meant for an aquarium. You know what I'm saying? That's what Carolina is. They're a goldfish.
They poop everywhere.
All they do is dig around the stuff and shoot poop everywhere. That's all they pooping on everything.
Nasty.
Terrible. But let's switch gears for a minute. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills.
Oh Lord.
Can you pay my bills?
Nope.
They sure can't. Boy, they tried to cash that check, and that check bounced. So let me start off by saying this, Bills Mafia. Don't take no shame in losing to Philly. don't feel bad, okay?
No, the poor baby. No. Oh. Yeah, they still feel horrible.
Look, I'm gonna give. I got a little heart. I'm gonna give you a little bit of. Don't
I ain't
feel
got
bad.
No heart for no Bills. They get on my nerves. Bills come through every month. I don't give a darn about no Bills. But I will say that you know both quarterbacks played well statistically.
Statistically, yeah, but to the eye test, it was like.
But. You already know, man. Josh Allen going to find a way to lose that game, man. You know what I'm saying? Overtime, you know, that's his time to lose. Overtime is his time to lose.
You know what? That makes sense. That makes sense.
And he don't like overtime. He don't like time and a half. Like that. He don't like that stuff. He said, look, man, just give me regular pay. I'm going to go down here, score a touchdown, then I'm going to go kick a field goal and pray.
Defense is stopping the run.
My defense is what it's not.
I seen tampons that can stop a truck before I
I'm
seen.
I'm telling you. See, the blood on them. I ain't going there with you today, Paul.
No. The way my week started off, I need this, okay? I need this. But think about it, though. The Bills, they get hyped every year. They are a Super Bowl contender. They are this. They are that. But when they go up against a Super Bowl contender, they always fail.
They ain't going to do nothing, man.
They talking out the side of their neck.
That ain't surprise me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they was a favorite to win that game anyway. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are
playing against the Eagles. Eagles are playing lights out. If there was any year that you would think the Eagles would win it all, it's this year. Because they're not just blowing teams out, but they find ways to win football games. It's amazing.
They have been down in the fourth quarter for the past four games and won all of them.
It's amazing, man. They playing. I mean, two of those touchdowns that Jalen Hurts do, they mossed them. Mossed them. That one to Smith. That one was tough.
He threw it on the rope. Man, he threw it on the rope. I seen that
I ain't gonna lie, man. They going to Super Bowl.
I'm gonna put it to you like this here. If Philly don't go to the Super Bowl,
somebody lying.
Somebody done pulled the wool over my head, and somebody done sold me some. Somebody sold me some oceanfront property in Arizona, because you can't be that good and at least go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, especially if they beat Kansas this week, call it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they might as well just put the rest of the wins on the dog on.
You got 11. You might as well go ahead and get the rest of them.
Go ahead. Call it, man. I'm telling you.
And honestly, they can beat Kansas City, because Kansas City. Kansas City like that cousin.
Here's the thing about Kansas, though. It's the thing, because they was down 14-0 again. Mm-hmm. They always, the first half, it ain't they really. Well, second half really is not they have either. Mm-mm. But depending on, it just depends on how the game go. They was down early. But the thing about Kansas is you can't count them out, because at any time they can spark the fire and just start scoring.
Man.
But I will say, Eagles defense is much better than Kansas. And I'm not going to lie, like, I think Eagles' offense is
better than Kansas, and I'm bold enough to say that.
I agree. I mean, Kansas ain't got no number one.
They ain't got nobody, but guess what? Ain't no excuse. You Kansas City, you Patrick Mahomes. You supposed to make it happen.
Yeah, you're right. But I will say that Travis ain't the answer no more. He do what he got to do. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But ain't nobody scared of him outside of, like, down the field. You know what I mean?
No.
Between the scenes. He's more of a security blanket for Patrick Mahomes. He reminds me of that Tony Romo, Jason Witten type of relationship, you know?
Ben Roethlisberger, Heath Miller, whatever his name was, that was...
You don't know nothing about that.
I gave some history.
You don't know nothing about that.
You know that was Ben's security blanket to AB took off. Come on, now. You know. Stop bull jiving with me.
You don't know nothing about that, boy.
Shoot, that's like, Joe Flacco did his pitter. Everybody know that. Come on. Your tight end is your best friend. I'm just saying. But get back with the Bills. Like, they are... Like I said sometime last year, the Bills are just disappointing at this point, because you got it. You got the franchise quarterback. You got the pieces. Your defense is a little iffy. You know, Von Miller,
he's playing like he's playing. He will be franchised 2 months longer.
I mean, there'll be some teams lining up for his services now.
There's a lot of teams that can use his services.
imagine Josh Allen in San Francisco or something. That's tough.
I wouldn't want to give him no details like that. He
wouldn't have to do much. The way they set up, like, he wouldn't have to do much, but the Bills are routinely disappointing. And they've been disappointing for the past 30 some odd years. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, come on, y'all.
They ain't scaring nobody but themselves.
Listen, look, they see their shadow. Ooh, you know, they ain't.
they timid, boy.
They timid.
I ain't surprised that Buffalo found a way to lose. They always do, you know what I mean?
They Buffalo.
They got to be productive when it counts, you know? Yeah. Especially
talk on it
when you're playing the Eagles. Especially,
you got that was a statement game for them.
You can play any other boy.
Whoa. Turn down.
You can play the Cardinal boy. You can play any other boy.
There's a lot of boys out there. You got a Falcon boy.
There's a lot of boys in the NFL now. You got the Raven boy.
Hey, watch your tone.
Got the Cardinals boy, you know, got a lot of different boys.
But you get that Eagle boy.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you. Don't let them wear that throwback jersey.
Oh, well, they look, I tell y'all, they 2-0 this year in that Kelly Green name.
That mean green.
Time, boy. That was my good. Well, shout out to my grandma. That was her favorite color, man. That dog on Kelly Green. Boy, I'm like, grandma, why green? Because she said it was pretty. I said, I ain't gonna argue with you, grandma. But, you know what I'm saying? You step up to the Eagles, man. You gotta fight all four quarters because you never know when they're gonna turn up.
Don't forget about overtime.
you know, like you said, he allergic to overtime now. You know, somebody say overtime, he be like,
then he go ahead and cough it up right then. He said, "Look, this field goal will work." He felt comfortable with that field goal. Like, that field goal made him feel good.
Look, he was lucky he saw the ball. It's overtime.
Jalen Hurts said, "You want the ball down there?" He said, "Yeah."
I mean, we could dump with the Bills all day, but big shout out to the Eagles though, man. They were my pick to win. They was my pick to win the NFC East again. That's gonna be the first time in a long time they gonna do it. I mean, that I think they got it now. I mean, they win.
Cowboys ain't got it.
Speaking of the Cowboys, I know it ain't on the subject and everything, but speaking of them, I saw a stat that said all their wins came from teams below 500.
I believe it. I ain't got to look at that to believe that.
Now, we're, I ain't the one to gossip, but that don't match. The math ain't mathing. Like,
and when they make it to the playoffs, they'll be gone first round. I'm going to tell you now.
The Eagles going to have the number one seed. They got that on lock. Ain't nobody coming for that.
Oh yeah, he can't get that. The Eagles will have to lose the rest of their games in order for somebody to have even a chance.
And the next even best team is San Fran.
Exactly.
So let's hypothetically put it out. I know we did this on Thanksgiving Day, but let's hypothetically put it there. So let's talk about the Cowboys for a minute. Let's say the Eagles go ahead, win out, get number one. San Fran get number two. Dallas got to go see San Fran at some point.
Mm-mm. They can't beat San Fran.
They can't do it.
They're like Aaron Rodgers versus San Fran. They can't beat San Fran.
Boy, look, I know some Cowboy fans go get at us, talking about they them boys. Y'all beating on the less fortunate. I'm just saying.
I heard we them boys with Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa don't even talk about them boys anymore.
Wiz Khalifa sober now. That's how long it's been.
Man, let's leave this man. Never mind. I ain't even gonna
say it. You gotta watch it. What you doing?
Oh, boy.
You wanna say it? The crazy part is.
There ain't no boys, man. Nah.
So, to me, honestly, the Cowboys, they got some proving to do to me. You know, the dumb part about it is their fans aside, because some of these fans can be some of the most obnoxious people this side of the world.
I can't stand the Cowboys.
God knows, I can't. Either. Like,
I feel like soon you born as a Cowboys fan, you know what I'm saying?
You messed up. And
be taken out of here. And take your rights away.
Man, if you born a Cowboys fan, you got to hate your life. Like,
I'm telling you, man, like, be for real. A star? That's the only thing you root for is a star. They got stars in the sky at night.
Man, they got a star in that blue star ointment because it stopped itching fast. So if you got the crabs.
I'm not talking about America's team. I know it is America's team. I know it is. This is garbage as ever. This is cricket as you can be. It is between Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones, man, it's the most cricket people you can see, man. I'm trying to tell you. And Dak Prescott robbing Dallas, paying them all this money for him to pay them to play like garbage. And Jerry Jones up there. Don't want to retire. Know he got a good pension. Still sucking up all the money.
Shoot, that ain't even Jerry Jones. That's his hologram. You know, he been gone about 2 years.
Who they just play recently?
Who did they play? Hold up.
Cowboys has beat somebody recently and then going to talk about did you think they had a chance. I think they played the Giants. Did they play the Giants? No, I don't think they played the Giants. I can't remember who they played.
I'm going to tell you in a minute. They played a rubber. Let me see. The 5th, the 12th, 23rd. They played the Commanders.
Yeah, that's who it was.
On Thanksgiving Day.
The Commanders.
On Thanksgiving Day. Twiggy boy.
They feel good about beating the Commanders. You're supposed to beat the Commanders.
How are you going to flex when you beating the Commanders and they're in flux? How you going to flex? How you going to flex if you going to beat the Giants? And they kind of in flux right now. That's another team I'm disappointed in. I ain't going to talk about them, though.
They done disappointed you twice. Matter of fact, we got to get James.
Three years in a row.
Yeah, they supported. I went all out on the Giants. Yeah,
James, I appreciate you, bro. You know, long time supported everything. We had a discussion before the season. We was talking about the doggone Giants. He was like, yeah, they going to win the division. I said, nah, buddy.
You beat me.
Nah, buddy. I told him straight up.
Nah.
You got to be the Eagles,
G-man.
The team to beat.
G-man. Everything but a G-man.
Now they all
Big
blue.
Big Blue look like Lil Blue.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Big Apple look like a Mediterranean orange. Well, y'all standing up for New York, boy. Both the teams, both Jets and Giants record combined still won't get you in the playoffs. So, ain't that something?
Man, they already said stadium. Just combine teams together.
Y'all might as well. Look, they need players. Y'all don't.
I'll
tell you what. Just take that whole Jets defense. And let Giants at it. And you take that offense Giants got sent to the Jets.
That's eight.
And just flip-flop it.
Just
get rid of Daniel Jones. Know that you got Aaron Rodgers coming. You know, let it
that's
be.
All, that's all you need. And speaking of the Giants.
Five teams at this point, boy.
I mean, listen. I mean, but it's a lot going on in New York that we don't know about, though. Because I see the post where defensive coordinator Wink Martindale. And the coach is beefing now. Like, what's going on?
New York going that way. You know, they about to shut down Wall Street, boy. They about to go down.
They about to close I-95, the Jersey Turnpike on both sides.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. Statue of Liberty linked over a little bit.
Statue of Liberty, like.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Yes, Times Square is about to be Times Circle. It's just madness up there. They need to get it together. Because I respect the New York Giants because they're a historical team. Most of those historical teams, I do respect them.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, Giants have let me down on numerous occasions. But here's the key to fix them, though. It's simple.
Key to fix
them. Offensive line. That's it. That's all you need.
Need way more than that.
I mean, quarterback too.
That's a key part, though.
That's a huge part because any quarterback get back there, you know.
Yeah, anybody. I can go back there and get me a sack. I know I can. Boy,
I'm telling. I ain't been on the football field in years. I could just go Maya. Let me make about $750,000 right quick.
Get up out of there, man. They don't believe in you, man. You know what I mean? They don't even give you your offensive line. You know?
But that been going on since Eli, though, man. If you think
about it. But here's the thing. You talking about, you didn't open up the door.
Yes, sir. I opened it up.
Eli Manning had good numbers still.
And two Super Bowls. But see, he had a defense. Nah, you can't do him like that. He had a defense.
I'm talking about before he left.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
He had a bad offensive line, but he was still put up manageable numbers.
What's his last name?
Manning.
There you go.
But we can't even say that though because when we look at the Mannings,
that's a football dynasty by itself though. That's like
hence why they on ESPN by themselves.
Exactly. Omaha.
Yeah, Omaha and all different types of stuff. I don't want to build an excuse for how Daniel Jones has been playing because, like I said, Eli Manning did it. Eli Manning had an offensive line. I mean, he had a few times in his career that he had a good offensive line, but those last, like, 3 years of Eli Manning's career, offensive line was not good, but he still managed to make it a football game. They ain't even playing competitive, you know what I mean?
The fact is, when Eli had, and I know we way off subject, but when Eli had a great running game, a great defense, if you look back at the tape, Look at the tape. He ain't had to do much.
That's all.
He ain't had to do much. Fit the crew.
Eli Manning managing the game much better than Jones is. And Jones ain't even, Daniel Jones ain't even in, so I don't even know why I'm talking about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he won, you know, but. Yeah,
he even fopped himself on out. But,
stop.
It's all right. You know what I mean?
I mean,
the backup is kind of playing a little bit better than Daniel Jones. I ain't gonna lie to
the,
you.
The who now?
The backup.
What's his name? DeVito? Tommy DeVito, Danny DeVito, DeVito.
Tommy French Pizza.
Chicken
Alfredo.
Did you say Frank's? Man, I need to go there and get me some of that chicken Alfredo, man.
Yeah, no, don't come out here now. You done traded us.
No, I ain't trade, y'all. I still go through Washington. 17 still go through Washington. I still stop by sometime.
No, you traded us, man.
That ain't it. You know, stuff happens when you. Let's move on. I ain't even go there that wrong. Shoot, I go there and you ain't gonna know I'm there.
I bet not. That's why I see that black journey right
now. Hey, don't be trying to phone my car. Oh, my
My bad, red journey.
the secret is out there. Just dude to put me on hot day. Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, don't you come out to my car. It's gonna be some
problems.
It's gonna be some consequences and repercussions.
Some heavy consequences and repercussions.
I'm trying to tell you something good now. Look, like Tupac said, y'all know what Tupac said. I'm gonna let it stay right there. But we gonna we could go ahead and that dude put my business out.
My bad.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Forgot we had other people watching.
It's about 50 million of them cars out there. They fired me. Exactly. They a bad mamma jamma. If they tried, y'all look at here. You go the upper room.
I'm trying to tell you, we'll be there in a jippy.
I'm trying to tell you something great now. I ain't tell you what I know. I ain't tell you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know, man. But yeah, man, good show. We can go ahead and call it right here, man. Let us know in the comments what you think about what's going on, especially New York, New Jersey. Was it Hackensack, T-Neck, Patterson, doggone, East Rutherford, all that. Atlantic City, come through. You know what I'm saying? Manhattan, Brooklyn, Bronx, Staten Island. Let us know. You know, let us know what's up. Because at the end of the day, it's all love. I love New York, man. New York is a beautiful city. But the football teams are...
Womp, womp, womp. Best team they got in New York is the Yankees.
That's tough, but that ain't even saying much this time. Man. They had a roof. Maybe the
Yankees. And that's what a healthy Aaron Judge.
Right. That's why I can't stand them Yankees, man. You a Yankee fan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Good. Cause
I watch baseball.
I'll finish
the end. I think the best. I think the best pitcher is Jack Lane.
And the best hitters can't get right. What's wrong with that boy? We call him can't get right because the boy just can't get right.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's my movie, man. That's my movie. But we're going to go ahead and call it right here, man. Yo, let us know in the comments about everything that we talked about. We talked about so much. You know, y'all can just hit us up and let us know what you think. And also, please like, share, and subscribe to this channel. It'll help us out because we're trying to get... Y'all be seeing them plaques and stuff that be on certain YouTube videos. We trying to get one of them now. We setting our sights for bigger things, and that's what we trying to do. So, right. You got anything you want to add, my brother?
Not at all, man. Just stop playing with us. You know what I mean?
Come through.
You out here pushing P. You know what I mean?
I tell y'all what. Y'all come to the back porch, man. I promise y'all throw some Franks on the grill. You know. I got a deep fry. You want some jig? You know, I got you jig some red Kool-Aid. Y'all come on out here. You know. I can fry mean catfish. But yeah,
You get tired of those places when you go out to eat.
Listen.
You eat more soft than you get your meat. Bring it. on Down the Backwoods Sports Podcast, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
Tastes so good, make you want to smack your mama. Don't know, Willie.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
Yeah, boy.
Boy, he smacked the piss on it. Oh. All right, yo, we gonna move on out of here. This has been the Backwoods Sports Podcast. What you bad for us?
Corn.
And we out, y'all. See y'all next week.
All right. Deuces.